Cyber Cities Module 8, Part 2, Virtual Communities, Types and Methods of Creating Online Communities. In this section of the module, we review a number of possible types, or perhaps more appropriately, methods of creation for online communities. We will discuss in turn the following methods, following essentially an historical approach. Discussion, lists, and bulletin boards. Bullet point, news, groups, and chats. Bullet point, blogs and wikis. Bullet point, graphic interfaces and content. Bullet point, MUDs, MOOs. Bullet point, video conferencing. Bullet point, virtual versions of real cities. Bullet point, virtual realities. Bullet point, social networking sites. Discussion lists and bulletin boards. Online communities, much like the internet itself, began with academics. Government agency may have been interested, but the bureaucrats and sometimes secretive nature of government communication probably doomed any fledgling interest in the area. Originally, academic communities allowed those with similar disciplinary interests to gather together to discuss ideas of common interest. They were probably outgrowths of a desire to keep in touch after meeting at a conference. The groups grew. The creators allowed others to join. Eventually, we have reached a point of thousands of such groups, most of them held together by a discussion list, much like City Talk or the cyber hash mark groups. Historically, these lists were created during the early stages of internet growth. While there were still quite separate networks, not yet joined into the grand internet, academics were part of a network called BitNet. Sometimes the acronym is decoded as Because It's Time Network. There is a large list of most academic discussions. It was last updated in 2002 and is now no longer available. One produced just for discussion lists run with the Litserv software, http://www.isoft.com, catalyst.html, and an index to many public discussion lists, http://www.tile.net/list. More recently, Yahoo and Google are hosting discussion lists and provide searchable indices. Take a look at one of these and see if there are any lists with topics of interest to you. Remember, only lists that are considered public are listed. In some cases, new members still have to be approved by the existing membership or the owner of the list before they are allowed to join. But discussion lists were not the only method for keeping in contact or meeting new people. Bulletin boards also grew. In the early days, BBSES bulletin board services were reachable by modem. The person wishing to communicate called a specific phone number and logged onto the BBS. Some of these bulletin boards were a way of sharing software, required a membership fee, and were generally quite small. For each simultaneous user, another phone line was required. I knew students who ran BBSs for the occult, for wares, the term used for illegal software sharing, for computer programming, all from their resident room at York.